I'm Mindy Norton. Speaking of pets, here in the dog days of summer, we've seen some unusually high temperatures, and not just in the South. The term dog days originated in ancient Rome and referred to the hottest time of the year when the brightest star in the sky, other than our sun, rose at dawn. Which star was it? Sirius, also known as the dog star. In modern times, people often think of the dog days as a time when dogs sleep lazily in the heat of a late summer day because it's just too hot to do anything else. But when the heat index climbs above 100 degrees, the temperature becomes more than just uncomfortable. It can be downright dangerous, especially for our four-footed friends wearing fur coats. Here are just a few ideas to help keep your pet safe in the summer heat. To begin with, never leave your pet alone in a vehicle, even with the windows open. The air inside becomes superheated in just a few minutes. Pets don't sweat, they pant to cool off, but when they're panting extremely hot air, they can suffer heat stroke very quickly. If it's too hot for you to sit in the car, it's too hot for your pet. Try to avoid walking your dog during the hottest part of the day. The best time is probably early morning or close to sunset. Remember, your pet is barefooted, so look for a grassy place to walk. Hot pavement can be uncomfortable and may even cause blisters on the tender pads of your best friend's paws. And take along some water for your pet. Nothing fancy, just something clean and cool. If you have a pet that lives outdoors, make sure it has a shaded, well-ventilated place to rest and access to fresh water. Keep it clean. Your veterinarian can recommend the best approach to protect your pet from fleas and ticks in your area. And while you're talking to your vet, discuss heartworm prevention. The good old summertime, even during the dog days of August, it can be good for you and your best friend with just a few simple precautions when you're speaking of pets.